This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Much as one shouldn't bet the ranch on daily fluctuations in this stock or that, so too should one not take Election Day solace from any individual poll. And Lord knows there are enough of them out there right now. Polls, that is. Because, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, as with much else in politics, they are a business opportunity.
Public polling doesn't only happen during election years, but it is when polls become most prominent in the public eye.
Yeah, I mean, election season is basically the Super Bowl of polling.
Joshua Clinton studies politics and polls at Vanderbilt University.
I mean, this is like the big event, because every time you release a poll, you're almost guaranteed to get news coverage.
Vanderbilt is one of many universities that run political polls, and those schools have a big incentive to run lots of them during a campaign. They're often small universities that might not otherwise get attention, like Monmouth, Quinnipiac, Marist. Another business that jumps into election year polling, the news business.
General assessments of the race. An ABC News, Washington Post survey just out today. In fact,
campaign 2016 segment tonight, brand new Fox News poll just released 2 hours ago.
According to our new CBS News Battleground tracker out today,
news organizations usually outsource the phone calls and online surveys that yield these results. David Dutwin is chief methodologist at polling company SSRS. He says the election is a chance to get some free advertising in for polling companies as well.
For sure, you know, when we're on ABC this week with George Stephanopoulos every week and he cites the SSRS poll, that's really helpful to us because, you know, we don't have a traditional advertising pipeline.
What he means is there's not really a magazine or a TV show where he could advertise and catch all the people who buy polling services. And polls aren't cheap. A national poll that has a representative sample can easily run $30,000 to $50,000. That's a lot of phone calls, like these provided by Dutwin's firm, SSRS.
Would you vote for Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine or Donald Trump and Mike Pence?
Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine.
Or do you support Donald Trump because you dislike the other candidate?
These kinds of polling calls can easily last 20 minutes, and hand-dialing those cell phone and landline numbers, hoping to catch someone willing to talk, leads to pretty high overhead. So David Dutwin says his company doesn't see a big difference in his bottom line during an election year.
I mean, there's a significant bump, don't get me wrong. But it's not like we're doing double the work that we do in an off-cycle year. And again, the margins of that kind of work are, it's competitive work. And, you know, the margins reflect that.
And it's getting even more competitive, with online polling companies like SurveyMonkey getting into the business. But Vanderbilt's Clinton says it's still worth it for these companies because there's not always an election running to spur business.
Pollsters who do very, very well can then use this as advertising to go to their clients in non-presidential years or non-election years to say, look how well we did at predicting the presidential election. You know, you can trust us when you want to do your consumer surveys.
And that kind of work keeps polling companies in business when they aren't in the headlines. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
We did one too, by the way, a poll. That is, you can dig into the data, check out our Economic Anxiety Index, and take our quiz, too. See where you rate anxiety-wise at marketplace.org.